starting with Alex.
I get to go first. To Oregon fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Right out of the gate, going right at you people. Actually, I should be more specific. Not all Oregon fans, but one turd in specific. So Oregon's playing Washington the other day, and the officials all of a sudden basically lost their senses. It was like they were watching a game on a little TV on their wrist or something like that, or like they were holding up their phone watching the stream of the Duke game or something, and then just blowing whistles all willy-nilly at Grayson Allen because he wanted to call a technical on the trip or something like that. I don't know. Needless to say, they were making some really bad calls that didn't make any sense, so Oregon fans rightfully let them hear it. But then one guy decided it was a good idea to throw something at them while the game was going on. And, of course, the object they threw landed right next to Oregon and Washington players who were actually in the middle of playing. So not only are you banned from MKA for life, I would hope, but you also almost injured college kids because the refs are morons. I'm curious, what's the best case scenario for you in that situation? You throw the object, hit the ref in the head, then what? He does like a Looney Tunes pratfall. Everyone in the crowd holds you up on their shoulders as a hero.
Yeah.
Dana Altman calls timeout, comes into the stands, gives you a high five.
And a scally.
Yeah, there is no world in which that is a reality. In the real world, you're just an idiot. Solid work, genius, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Rams and Jeff Fisher's people, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? An extension? 4 years, 7 wins, 7 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins in the NFL, where parity is the boss, where the Lions recently made the playoffs, where Seattle could win a Super Bowl, where big contracts go to Matt Flynn and Neil O'Donnell, always confused by the desire to make a dramatic statement based on the most minimal accomplishment. In the case of Fisher, this guy's been a head coach 21 seasons. How many times did his teams have a winning record? 6. He's batting under 300, as we ask.
What are you doing?
We always ask why he never takes a USC job. This is why. Because some coaches in the NFL just fall up consistently.
And why would USC, a successful organization, hire him?
They always talk to him, don't they? And he's like, no, I'm really happy with my job. Of course he is.
Suckers.
He has raises for losing. To Phil Jackson, I ask.
What are you doing?
I actually used to really like Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf when I was a kid. He was a small guy, used to rain threes, was generally a fun guy to watch. That and he had the whole Tourette's thing, which was completely fascinating to me. He taught me a lot about the First Amendment in this country when he refused to stand for the national anthem. He's arguably one of the most fascinating players in NBA history when you think about it. But one thing he is not, Phil Jackson, is an earlier version of Steph Curry, because Steph Curry is the best shooter in the history of the NBA. He is doing things no one has ever done. I'm sure there's some old timer out there right now shaking his fist at the radio saying some guy from the 50s used to rain from midcourt, but no one has ever done it in the rhythm of the game, has ever done it at the level Steph Curry is doing it at, and has done it as the leader of a team that won an NBA title and is on the verge of the best season in NBA history. So no, Phil, Steph is not the next Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Abdul-Rauf is more like the John Starks or Vernon Maxwell category, not so much in the league of an NBA MVP. I mean, as long as someone is going to pay Phil Jackson to evaluate NBA players, I guess do your thing, Phil. But your days as being the best mind in the league are basically over, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Peyton Manning, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, it's not a negotiation. It's Rodney Dangerfield quitting show business the first time around and later explaining, to show you how well I was doing when I quit, I was the only one who knew I quit. It's the same thing. You're not the Bronco quarterback anymore. They are hoping he does the right thing. No one who follows and knows the game thinks he can still play. If you watch the Super Bowl latter part of the season, it's clear. Can't win in the NFL with your quarterback making an occasional throw here or there. Dude, it's over. Cut that meat. Time to sell pizza and beer. Don't embarrass yourself, 18, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, man, Papa John's got not going anywhere from you, Peyton.
It's over.
You got that lifetime endorsement deal.
O-V-E-R.
Just call it good, man. To ESPN, I ask.
What are you doing?
One of the things to come out of Erin Andrews taking the stand in her case against the Nashville hotel that gave her room number and set up a stalker in the room next to her where he videotaped her getting dressed through the peephole in her door, was the fact that ESPN made her jump through a lot of hoops after it happened before she could return to air. And they did all of it against her will. So imagine the situation she was in. Her rights, her privacy are violated. There's a nude video of her taken against her will circulating the internet. She's obviously upset, has no idea how to fix the problem, and her bosses sit her down in a meeting and tell her they were going to force her to do an on-air interview about it before she was going to be allowed back on their network. So she's already incredibly distraught at that it happened in the first place, and now her bosses are making her essentially take the stand and defend herself to Oprah on national television. Are you kidding me, ESPN? In her testimony, Andrews said she was bawling in Oprah's green room before the interview because of how much she really didn't want to do it. Oprah heard her, walked in, hugged her, and told her she was in a safe place, and then they did the interview. One, Oprah is awesome for that because she knew Andrews was being forced to do it by ESPN. And two, ESPN, you guys are absolutely gross. No wonder EA left for Fox, as we ask.
What are you asking?
What are you doing?
Final thought. Minnesota Hoopers Nate Mason, Kevin Dorsey, and Dupre McBrayer, I ask.
What are you doing?
So these idiots are a joke. Only Rutgers, who's winless in league, are lower than them in the Big Ten standings. They beat Rutgers, and the three of them decide to celebrate. Dorsey posts a sex tape, a three-way, on his Twitter account. Like a dunderhead, tries to delete it, but too late, somebody got it. And the true catch, are you aware of who the coach of Minnesota is? Let's see, who's the other head coach embroiled in a sex scandal right now? It's Rick Pitino's son. Is that kismet, as we ask?
What are you doing?